Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was a time when sunlight turned the earth into a gallery, when elegant estates welcomed works of art that drew us closer and closer together. It was a captivating time. It was spring, this spring at Biltmore. Plan your visit or overnight stay so you can enjoy the marvelous works of Chihuly while every corner of Biltmore blooms. Reserve now to get spring savings at Biltmore.com.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Bozzano, along with Ryback's biggest fan, Josh Reese.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
I'm starting to come down off the Ryback thing, because last week you kind of called me out on it.
I did.
And you know what? I still enjoy Ryback as a competitor. I enjoy Ryback's matches, but I will agree that he is not the greatest of all time. It's John Cena by far.
Okay.
But Ryback is directly underneath John Cena.
So he's second best of all time.
Right underneath John Cena.
So like he's better than Shawn Michaels?
Of course. Well, it would go...
Better than Seth Rollins?
Better than Seth Rollins. Well,
wow.
It would go John Cena, Ryback, Rikishi, and I guess Shawn Michaels. And
Rikishi?
Yeah.
What is your problem?
Rikishi was amazing.
This is why you get so much shit on Twitter from our fans.
Come on, don't tell me that Rikishi is not in your top three.
Okay, yeah. Top three. Maybe top three Usos. Maybe top three Samoan wrestlers. That's probably true, actually.
He's
top
great.
Three Samoans.
And look at all the people that he's not been associated with, but he's kind of bred and he's brought into the world. You've got the Usos. You've got Roman Reigns.
Wow.
You've got The Rock. I mean, that's so many generations.
Wait. He's not Rock's
Usos.
Father.
Well, no, but I mean, all that tutelage underneath Rikishi, right?
I don't think it was him that brought The Rock to WWE.
Well, it was his dad, but I mean, there's got to be a little bit of Rikishi umbrella that is underneath The Rock.
Uh-huh. I got to stop bringing up Ryback. It just... Did you write a review yet?
No.
That was your homework.
It was my homework?
You failed.
Well, I didn't see him put a new episode up. I wanted to see him put a new one up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyways, so...
I'm going to look it up now.
I got to stop mentioning Ryback. It's getting...
Well, I mean, you can mention it all you want, but he's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you say you enjoy his matches, but how could you enjoy his matches if he has none?
Well, of course, you watch it on the network. It's only $9.99.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess... Do they keep the kickoff shows on the network?
No, but I go back and watch his matches with CM Punk... His matches on Elimination Chamber.
Uh-huh.
I think he had a match with the Big Show.
Oh, that's right. He won the Intercontinental title
amazing
at the Elimination
stuff.
Chamber.
That's right.
Good God. Awful. Anyways, so NXT starts off with Samoa Joe again. Second week in a row, Samoa Joe kicks off NXT. And obviously this is after he murdered Nakamura.
But he's not kicking ass and taking names today.
No, but he threatened to kick ass and take names. So it was funny when he came out and, you know, he comes out to the awesome music and he just looks like a bad guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My 3-year-old son saw him walk to the ring and my 3-year-old son yelled, "Ah, he's a bad guy." I was like, yeah, that's very, I mean, it's obvious even to a 3-year-old that he's a bad guy.
Your son wasn't being racist and just all Usos are bad guys?
I mean, maybe. Usos. You never know, but I don't think he knows what an Us is yet, so.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Mm. Or he just, you know, yeah, he just assumes all Usos are bad guys, which most of them are now.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe's bad, the Usos right. are bad.
Technically, Roman Reigns is bad.
I mean, really, Roman Reigns is the biggest bad guy in WWE. We know that. Anyway, so the announce team says we're still awaiting Nakamura's medical status, What?
I didn't know we were.
It's been a week and we still don't know anything? Well, thankfully, Samoa Joe has a medical report, not NXT.
Right? How did he get that?
He's a man of persuasion, apparently, is what he says. Or, you know, he, I don't know. He just went to the hospital and stole it, I guess.
I think that's a legal stealing medical
report. I'm sure it is, yeah. So he says Nakamura has several contusions, inflammation in his left elbow, a separated left shoulder, but the injuries won't require surgery. However, Nakamura is expected to be out for 6 to 12 weeks, which most likely means like 4 weeks because, you know, he'll return sooner than expected so that they're like, oh my God, he's back already?
Well, they tape, you know, what, 4 episodes a setting?
3
years,
yeah.
So 6 weeks, 6 to 12 weeks, it's really probably what, 2 weeks of real life?
Right, of real life, yeah.
He'll be back at the end of the month in real life.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because also, in case you haven't realized this yet, people listening, but this is what they do with John Cena. They say he's going to be out for like 10 months and then he returns in 6 just so they announcers can
oh my god,
he's so amazing,
he
he's back already,
so much time.
No, you just were dramatic on how long he's gonna be out.
Oh snap,
that's
yeah.
What they always do with
like
him.
Finn Balor's gonna be out 12 months.
Yeah,
no, he'll be back for the Royal Rumble.
They do it with everyone. Seth Rollins wasn't out as long as he was supposed to be.
Interesting. I've never thought about that before, but you're right. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he came back a little early, but no, Cena always comes back super early from his injuries. They just like to do that.
That's interesting.
Because he's
wow.
Superman.
Way to pull the curtain back there, Andrew. You kind of blew my mind. I thought it was John Cena being a Superman all this time. John Cena just works out harder than everybody else.
Well,
he's able to do more workouts and put his body through more work than anybody else, which is why he's able to rehab so quickly.
I mean, he probably does. That's probably part of it, but you know, look, he's had a lot of surgeries, a lot of difficult surgeries, that's for sure, that are supposed to keep you out a long time. So I'm not going to bash John Cena. Like, I don't think anything of that is fake.
It's amazing.
Like, I don't think, like, him and Seth Rollins, you know, rehabbing double time, like, you know, like, a lot to get back. I don't think any of that's, like, made up. I just think WWE takes it upon themselves to say, oh, they're going to be out a year, and then they're back in 6 months.
Maybe maybe Nikki Bella has healing powers as well.
Maybe
her boobs.
She was out a while though, so but they didn't say like
she can't. She can't heal herself.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Especially with them big titties.
They are
so
large. Double
yes.
Double D's, right?
At least
have to be right.
At least double D's.
Well, what's after? Is F after double D?
Well, no. E. You know. You know the alphabet.
Shut up.
You know, the alphabet, so that E and then double E. And then
fair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But no,
I've always wondered, like, how they can have their boobs stay like that. I mean, because they're so perky and full.
Yeah.
How do they not pop out?
Well, she has to, I think, because she wears a very tight thing.
Yeah, but they're
thing.
So enormous, and she's getting flipped around everywhere. How does one just not, like, hello? Just pop out every once in a while. I don't understand how that does not happen.
Well, see, I'd be worried about Eva Marie if she ever wrestles because it looks like she's just wearing a bikini top.
Yeah, that's
at least
true.
Nikki Bella wears a sports bra, you know?
Yeah.
So, or, you know, it's a revealing sports bra, but it's still a sports bra, I guess. And, you know, they tie it really tight. That's how. I mean, look.
Yes. Well, these are things
we've
that
had nips. There have been nip slips. And actually, Nikki Bella had a nip slip a couple years ago.
Oh,
but they, like, the whole. But they couldn't blur it, so they just made the whole screen black. And actually, it was actually like last year, because I remember we were doing the podcast, and I mentioned it. Because she fell out of the ring, and then all of a sudden, the whole screen went black for like 5 seconds.
I'm looking it up online right
and
now.
And I was like, what happened? And then later, we found out that her boob popped out. So actually, yes, it has happened before.
Nikki Bella.
Boobs. Nikki Bella tits.
Nip slip.
They've had a couple. And Stephanie McMahon has had a couple, like, a long time ago.
2014.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, 2014. Okay, so that's...
Wardrobe.
But she's had a couple, yeah. And Stephanie McMahon has had a couple, so it's not like it doesn't happen.
Oh!
Let me see.
Is that her?
Let me see.
That's a big nipple. Wow.
What is this? Well, this isn't...
That's not it?
Well, look, she's not wrestling. This is like a picture of her, like, in a dress.
Well, yeah, that's one of them that came up.
Yeah, but what is this even from?
But that is her, right?
I know, but I'm saying it happened when she was wrestling.
Oh. Hmm.
Like, it was in a match, it happened. Like, this is just, see, that's in place. I don't know if that's real or not. I never saw that before.
Interesting.
That could be fake. I don't know. Why would her... I don't know. Who knows? Anyways, back to wrestling instead of nip slips.
But that's a big nipple, right?
That is a big nipple,
if
yeah.
If it's real. Interesting.
You've never seen a nipple that big?
Well, when they're hard, they can get that big. But, I mean, I don't think she was hard.
Dude, her nipples are always hard. I think maybe that's the plastic surgery.
You think so?
Have you looked at her sport? Every time she wrestles, her nipples are always poking out. All the time.
Was this one it?
Let me see. That's not the one I saw, but... Well, no, the whole screen went black when it happened, but... I mean, she's had a couple, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, if you're out there and you see Nikki Bella nip slips, feel free to send them to Andrew and I. We're doing
just
research.
Just to Josh. He's
we're doing research.
He's creepy. Anyways,
how's that creepy? Don't tell me you don't want to see that too.
No, I've just already seen it, so I can pretend that I don't need to see it again.
Okay, whatever.
It's already saved on my phone. Anyway, so Joe then tells Regal to come out and give him Nakamura or strip Nakamura of the title because he won't wait 6 to 12 weeks. So Regal comes out and he says he decides what happens to the NXT championship, not Joe. And then Joe walks up to Regal at the ramp and he says, I'm going to give you a chance to make things right, Oos. Or else your entire NXT roster will look like this. And then he slams the medical report on Regal's chest and
now
walks away.
Now, at any moment, but this is the moment I was thinking of, when he jumped down off the ring,
yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, he's going to, like, put Regal through something.
Yeah.
Did you have any that thought at any moment?
Yes, I was hoping he was going to beat up Regal or something. It would have given him more heat.
So amazing.
He needs to. And, like, then you could eat that could also just get him suspended for a few weeks, which is... You know what they probably, you know, he's not going to be on every NXT show, right? He never is.
Well, he's going to destroy the roster now.
I hope he does. That would be great. He just starts whooping on everyone like mm-hmm. No Way Jose and.
Oh, that would be amazing.
So we'll see. I hope he does that. I don't know. I mean, he has to, right? He has to do it.
Okay. I wasn't alone in thinking like, oh, snap, he's going to whip his ass.
Yeah, I thought he should have beaten up Regal.
He should have missed opportunity, Oos.
Yeah. Missed opportunity. So then backstage, we see Cedric Alexander being interviewed about his first match in NXT, which is kind of silly since he already wrestled on Raw.
I know. Doesn't that suck? You lose on Raw and you get sent straight back to NXT.
Well, see, again, I think this was taped before Raw. You know?
It could have been. Maybe that's just his punishment for losing.
I guess. I don't know. So it's weird because he's like, yeah, it's my first match. It's like, well, no, not really. No, it's not really your first match. So then we go from that to Liv Morgan being interviewed backstage, and she's asked why she thinks she can be successful against Asuka, and she cuts a pretty bad promo here, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, Liv Morgan's hot and all, but it's a pretty bad... She's like, look, I work out a lot, and I always work out, and I think I can fight Asuka because I work out. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you work out. Great.
She's a CrossFit Jesus.
Yes. And then... And then Asuka walks up and she says, you think you're ready? Let's find out. And then she gives the evil but cute smile.
Fade to black.
But this is basically the same thing she said to Bayley. She was like, you think you're ready? Come watch.
That's all she can
but
say.
But that is all she can say, I guess, yeah. So next up we have Austin Aries versus Oney Lorcan, I guess. Who the hell is this guy?
He has been on there before, I remember. You remember Ty Dillinger, the Perfect 10?
Yes.
He
beat him.
He beat Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a big old shock. Because we all thought, I'm speaking for everyone here.
That it was
when
a squash
he came out,
match.
That, yeah, it was a big old squash match.
Well,
and then he won, and it was like, oh, snap, how did that happen?
His name is Oney Lorcan, and he's from Boston?
Yeah, he looks
what?
Like a... He looks like a relative of James Ellering.
There's no way he's like he was born in Boston and his parents named him Oney. Like they must have been from Ireland or you know what I mean? Like they named him some stupid Ireland name. Yeah. And this guy's weird. He makes like weird noises during the match. He's like, like what is that?
I told you he's a relative of James Ellering's.
I guess. So it was, it was still a pretty good match. Aries, of course, wins with the last chancery. And then he gets on the mic and he calls it Tommy a coward. So Hideo comes out to the ring and Aries retreats.
No,
oh, the mind games.
Coward.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're the coward. Just like The Miz said to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Except that was real,
that
right?
That was real.
Yeah. In Austin Aries calling him a coward. Was that real too?
That was not real. See, that was scripted.
And then Corey Graves is like, oh man, look at him. He just embarrassed a Tommy in the middle of the... No.
Backwards, bro. You got backwards.
I guess he's trying to just be a heel, right? And just say what a heel would say, but...
Yes.
Oh, the mind games. Oh, man, he made a Tommy get dressed for nothing. So, next up...
What was a Tommy doing dressed?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just always ready, man. I'm always ready.
That's right.
So next up, we see a video package for some guy named Dan Matha, who's coming in 2 weeks.
Sure. Why not?
And he's just a big guy in spandex. I mean, he's just...
Apparently. Yeah. What did they say? Oh, we got a big 6'7" guy on his way.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Someone...
Sure.
Someone for Cass to fight when he cuts to Raw, I guess. I don't know. We'll see if this guy's any good. He looks goofy as hell. He was making, like, stupid faces the whole time. He's, like, looking the camera. Like, it seemed like he didn't know if he should be looking into the camera or what he should do. He was just like...
Well, that's why he's in NXT. At least he didn't say, it's time to face the facts.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck you, Curt Hawkins. Although, it's probably not his fault. They probably just made him say that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we see a scene from... This was last week... Where we see Gargano and Ciampa being interviewed. And then the Revival show up. They brawl for a little bit. But then the Revival ends up running away.
The brawl sucked. I'll say that.
And the funniest part was the Revival ran away. And they like ran around these gates. And then Gargano and Ciampa are chasing them. But oh, we got caught by the gates. That we could have
fenced in.
Easily just run around. And then fucking Ciampa knocks one down.
Right.
Like by mistake. And it's like, just keep running then. Like, oh, these fucking gates.
They're already too far away.
But it's just as ridiculous as... You know, on Raw or SmackDown or even NXT, when like the bad guy leaves the ring and he's standing right outside the ring, and the good guy acts like he can't get out of the ring, like, oh, I'm stuck, these ropes. It's like, no, like, just get out of the ring. He's right there.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah, especially when you're there in person and you really see how close they are. Like the ramp is on TV, the ramp looks like it's 20 feet from the ring, but really it's like 5 feet. It's like, I mean, I'm being dramatic now, but it's very close.
Not that dramatic.
No, not that dramatic.
But yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I think the only fun part of this was when Corey Graves goes, oh, top guy's doing top guy things.
But that's just, that's just...
I was like, oh, okay.
That's just stuff you have to get over in wrestling.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's just stuff you have to get over in wrestling. I mean, even the... Look, wrestling, the most ridiculous thing about wrestling is the 1-2-3 count in the first place. Like, so what? You're knocked out for 2.5 seconds and then, oh, shoulder. But no, like, sometimes you're knocked out for 3 seconds and then, you know, it's just, it's silly. But look.
They should really have a 5 count. Maybe we should talk about this in another podcast.
Maybe, yeah. So next up, we have Aaliyah versus Billy Kay.
Your favorite.
Who, Billy Kay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I love her as much as I love Ryback. Mm-hmm. But Aaliyah was, first of all, she was looking pretty hot when she had that. She had the cat ears on her head. She kind of looked like Catwoman. But she was impressive. Billy Kay still sucks, but Aaliyah was pretty impressive. She did that leg drop off the second rope.
Mm-hmm.
She was pretty athletic.
She had some good moves.
But then Billy Kay wins with a big boot, which is kind of like what Roman Reigns does. He gets beat up the whole match, and then he wins with one spear. And she just wins with a big boot. That's all she did in the match, I
think. Yeah, I can't imagine how many finishers she's going to kick out of eventually.
Oh, God. Yeah, seriously. So then backstage, Mandy is interviewed about Ember Moon. And Mandy says Ember Moon doesn't have what it takes. She's a cross between Hunger Games and Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, sure.
That was really bad.
Sure.
Like Mandy's...
Bad writing, of course.
It was bad writing and bad acting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mandy's... She's very hot as well, but she's a terrible actress. And she's not so good in the ring, so...
No.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to seeing that match.
Well, I think we know she'll be losing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So next up, we have the main event. Cedric Alexander versus CN.
Yeah, don't say the whole name.
No, I don't want to.
Thank you.
I don't even... What is it on...
I don't remember.
Andre CN Almas or something like that?
That's so many. Just CN.
CN. CN's fine, yeah. So after 1,000 flips in this match, Cedric Alexander gets the upset victory on CN. Did you see that coming?
I did not.
CN's just getting buried.
I know.
Del Rio actually...
First Bobby Roode.
After Del Rio left, he also said CN doesn't like it in NXT. He wants to leave.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So...
Oh, yeah, because they won't make him wear suspenders in his goofy top hat anymore.
Oh.
You know what it is? They made him take the mask off.
Hell, he started with...
Yeah, he was a masked luchador in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Although I think like his last match, he had like a face versus...
A mask mask? A mask versus mask?
It was mask versus
whoever
mask.
Whoever loses, let's take your mask off. That was in Mexico?
It was in Mexico.
How do you know about this?
Because I was reading. I can read some.
Okay, I thought maybe you saw the match or something. God,
no.
Relax.
No.
So anyways, you know, Cedric getting their victory is fine, everything, but then they shake hands, but that's not enough. They have to, like, hug. It was a little much.
It was CWC type of like, stuff. Oh, we're brothers now.
Yeah. Like, do we know that they're match. Best friends in real life or something? Like, why are you hugging?
I don't know. That's a pretty big language barrier.
It's a little much. It's a little much to hug. Unless we like know the story that they're like best friends or something. Mm-hmm. Like that's different.
No, I think they're trying to do that stupid CWC stuff. Oh, everyone's such great competitors.
Speaking of CWC, it makes no sense. After every match, whoever wins, they do like the UFC thing. We're like, who won? No, we know who won. They got pinned. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, there's no judge's decisions.
The only time that should even happen in UFC is if it was a decision. Yeah, like if it's a knockout, we don't need both guys standing there and then we know whose arm's getting raised.
That's pretty demoralizing for the guy that lost. He just got it. He just got his lights punched out and then he has to go up there and stand.
Yeah.
Just to see the other.
Well, they do it in boxing too.
I know. Yeah, but I've never really noticed that how
dumb it is.
How demoralizing it is for the guy that loses.
But it's just dumb. We know who won.
It's an extra slap in the face,
I guess. So that was NXT. Would have liked to see Regal get beaten up by Joe.
Yeah.
But it was still, you know, it was still good. Joe's a very convincing bad guy.
Well, like we say in a lot of NXT recaps, this episode could have used more Stone Cold. And what did Stone Cold do against his boss? He beat Vince McMahon's ass all the time.
That's right.
And that's exactly what Joe should have done. Give him a Stone Cold stunner on the stage.
Which is, you know, they tried doing that whole thing with Roman Reigns, too, and it just was awful. Like, Roman Reigns beating up Vince, you know, and, like, little kids are like, wow, he beat up his boss. Yeah, he's just copying Stone Cold. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's give some awards for NXT.
Sure.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
Worst dressed? You're not going to like it. Well, you might like it.
Okay.
Cedric. I didn't like Cedric.
Well, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care about Cedric.
I thought you liked the CWC guys.
Who? When did I say that?
I don't remember. I guess I thought you said you did.
Eric Hamilton watched the CWC. I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I thought he looked
his
goofy.
Match against CN was fine.
Yeah, it was a good
they
match.
They did. I mean, like, here's what I like. Like, the flips are cool until you do them when it's not necessary. Like, all of a sudden, they're just doing flips just to impress each other. Like, that's stupid. Like, okay, let's fight.
One up each other.
Yeah, let's fight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when he flips out of stuff, like, when he tries to do a move to him and then, like, you know, CN or Alexander will flip out of it, that's cool. But don't just flip just to flip.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's silly.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But so I don't have any issue with Cedric Alexander. Okay. I'm not, you know, he's very athletic.
He is.
So that was your worst dressed.
Yeah,
mine
kind of like bland.
Yeah,
bland.
Mine was Oni Lorcan. He just looked weird.
Yeah, he was kind of weird too.
He was pale and with little spandex. Yeah. What about best dressed?
Okay, this is the one I don't think you're gonna like. I really like Billie Kay. She's a horrible wrestler, but
she is.
But come on, man, she is.
Yeah, she looked pretty good. She's not my favorite though. I liked Aaliyah. I think Aaliyah's hotter.
But those long legs and that blue, it's perfect.
Yeah, she blue, you know, just like boys wear. I'm just kidding. In fact, my fiance, my favorite dress that she wears is a blue dress, and I always wanted her to wear the blue dress because it looks
like Billie Kay.
It was before Billie Kay I saw her in this blue dress, so let me just state that right there. I actually had Aaliyah until Mandy was interviewed backstage. Mandy's just so hot. She is. And I did like Aaliyah's Catwoman thing going on, but Mandy looked really good backstage.
She's cute.
Yeah. What was your worst moment?
Worst moment was a women's match.
Which match?
Women's match.
There's a women's match? Oh, right, Billy Kay. Yeah. Well, Aaliyah wasn't bad.
No, but the match in general just wasn't that good.
I had Mandy's...
It was a bad moment.
Mandy's promo backstage was pretty awful.
Yeah, but she's good to look at.
She is.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a horrible moment. It's a nice moment. Eye candy.
What was your best moment then?
It was definitely Joe.
Yeah, his promo.
Joe.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy. We don't really have any news or rumors that we could mention. Obviously, I kind of mentioned that CN looks like he wants out of NXT, according to Del Rio. So actually, yeah, that's a rumor. So there you go. And also, they also confirmed on NXT that Asuka's going to be fighting Liv Morgan next week on NXT. So.
Oh, so there we go. So we got a reason to, well, is that really a reason to watch?
No.
It doesn't seem like it's going
to. Well, I do like to see Asuka, but...
Yeah, well, I guess you're right.
Do you think she's going to win?
Well, Asuka's going to win, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it might be a decent match because Morgan isn't horrible in the ring.
Right.
She's not like Bayley or, you know, any of the other chicks. But
if Liv Morgan loses, I guess they're just going to, she's not going to face her at Toronto. It's probably going to be Ember Moon or something by
then.
Yeah,
I would imagine. Because you got the Ember Moon, she's going to face
if it's Ember Moon, you
Mandy
think
soon.
You think she watches? I mean, watches. You think she wins?
She watches all the time.
You think she wins in Toronto?
I guess so. She has to lose it sometime. She's been undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't. She has to lose.
And being undefeated
in
NXT. Being undefeated in NXT isn't that big of a deal because you're only fighting like every month, like once a month, pretty much. Yeah. All right. So, I guess it's time.
I was trying to look at some other news. I don't really see any other news.
Oh, yeah.
No news.
Hmm. Oh, that's all right. So let's get the fan question. So yeah, Aaron Garcia says thoughts on CN wanting to go back to Mexico. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't really know much about it.
That would suck because I really kind of like him. I don't like his shtick, but I like his wrestling.
Yeah. So Ryan Hensley asks. By the way, Ryan Hensley is making us a. What's wrong with WWE predictions championship belt?
Oh?
Like for whoever gets the predictions right for the pay-per-views?
Oh, good.
He's making us a championship belt, so I'm excited to see
it. Belt I get to hold forever and y'all guys will never be able to have?
I don't think you're ever going to win it, Josh. Did you win it once?
No.
No?
No.
Really? I thought when Ambrose won at Money in the Bank, you won.
Y'all said I should win.
Oh, just because you got the end right.
I got that right.
That's right. Yeah,
you
still lost. Okay. So Ryan asks, who would you bring in main roster or free agent to ramp things back up in NXT?
Stone Cold a free agent?
Come on. Let's be realistic here. You know what? Well, if Shawn Michaels, first of all, I know he's not going to wrestle.
He's a trainer, though.
But if he's going to be there full time, just put him on the show. You know?
Have him do something.
Have him be the GM. Like, okay, if Regal's a GM, fine, but you could have Shawn Michaels manage someone.
He'd be the commissioner.
Yeah. There you go. That'd be stupid. But no, like, yeah, have him manage someone or do something, you know? That'd be cool to have Shawn Michaels there. So
I
there
guess
you
if
go.
If there was someone they could bring back and Ryback wasn't an option,
yeah,
I guess I would say Damian Sandow. I'd like to see him. Oh,
but
look at that.
He's
going to
win the
face.
TNA championship. And then as soon as he wins it, they're going to get bought by WWE, and then, oh, sorry, you're fired.
Well, tell me this. What do you think is a bigger brand, TNA or NXT?
NXT.
Yeah.
Not exactly. Even close.
Exactly.
It's not even close.
So, yeah. So
he would be bigger than NXT.
Sandow would be like, yeah, of course I want to win the belt, the NXT belt.
That is sad. I'm sure NXT gets more views, and it's just on, like, you know,
online.
A network. It's just online.
Right.
So you can't really measure that. In terms of commercial success, and TNA, you know, gets like 100,000 people, so I'm pretty sure more people watch NXT.
On
especially if what you were saying was right, where NXT Brooklyn had more views than SummerSlam.
Yeah,
if that's true, then you definitely know that NXT is more popular.
If we believe Dave Meltzer,
which I really don't, but you know,
who knows?
NXT's popular. We know that it's sold out. It's sold out. You know, the Barclays Center.
And it was some of the best
I don't think TNA can sell out Barclays Center.
No.
Anthony McNair, Push Fire Barry, Ty Dillinger, No Way Jose, and the authors of Pain.
Ooh. Well, you push...
Dillinger?
You push Dillinger. You would fire No Way Jose?
I would fire the authors of Pain.
I guess you could bury No Way Jose, but
yeah.
I wish we could repackage one. I don't know what you... He could be a shining star.
Uh-huh. Dude, this is too hard to even answer. Brian Condi, Push Fire Barry, Too Cool with Rikishi. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I love Rikishi.
No, but do you know who Too Cool is?
Was that Scotty Too Hottie?
Yeah, Scotty Too Hottie and Grandmaster Sexay. Mm-hmm. So Push Fire Barry, Too Cool with Rikishi, The New Day, or The New Age Outlaws? Dude, first of all, I'm firing Too Cool with Rikishi because you can't fire The New Day or The New Age Outlaws. And in terms of that, it's got to be just a coin toss. But New Day is like
Rikishi's
the biggest.
He's going to get mad and he's going to stick his ass in your face.
See, I kind of think, and if Joe is here, he'd probably yell at me. But like, I think New Day's bigger than the New Age Outlaws ever were. And the New Age Outlaws were big, man.
It seems like the New Day is like one of the biggest tag teams of like all time.
In terms of popularity. Popularity,
yeah.
Now, so were the New Age Outlaws. Like, they were, like, I'd still say the best tag team of all time, like, in terms of, like, just entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt, like, the New Age Outlaws, because they're just two guys. So, I don't know. I guess I would bury the New Age Outlaws and push the New Day now. They're so popular.
They're squashed by the New Day every week.
They could. Well, I think they mean in their prime. I mean, mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's a hard question to ask, but good one, Brian. That was a good one. Autumn's Wolf, would you get in the ring with Asuka for $20? I think I would pay to get in the ring with Asuka.
Yes.
Like, sure. Well, are you asking, like, do you think Asuka's going to beat me up? Because she's not going to beat me up. Like, first of all, I'm not going to fight a woman, but if it came down to life or death and, like, I was forced to, Asuka's not going to beat me up.
You don't think so?
No. What do you think she weighs?
Probably, like, 110 pounds.
Okay, so I've got her by over 100 pounds. That's easy.
She took down Nia Jax, and Nia Jax is just as big as you are.
Nia Jax, that might be a different story. Nia Jax might be able to take me, but it's still man versus woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ronda Rousey might be able to. Well, but, like, people that, like, okay, like, whether you like Floyd Mayweather or not, I don't, because he punches and runs away. He would destroy Ronda Rousey if they fought in real, you know what I mean? Like, that was like when Ronda Rousey was undefeated, they were like, oh, they should just have Rousey beat up Mayweather, because I'm sure he could. Well, no. Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey. And Holly Holm's not even that great of a fighter. In fact, she's not a great fighter at all. Mayweather would destroy Ronda Rousey. That's just the sad fact.
In a real, like, street fight, that type of stuff, yes. But I feel that if it was like a grappling contest where Ronda Rousey could get her hands on Floyd Mayweather, yeah.
Well, what, if he's not allowed to punch?
Well, no, he could, but I mean, real quick,
dude,
I mean, there'd be a way that she could
Ronda Rousey
get around it.
Couldn't get close to home because she kept punching her in the face.
Well, that was
she
a
wouldn't
bit
even
different.
Get close to Mayweather.
That was a little bit different because she came in with a bad game plan. She was over cocky.
Yes.
That was awful.
But she would never get to Mayweather. She'd go to try to tackle him. He'd punch her right in the face, and the match is, and it's over.
I don't know. Well, I feel that if she was able to get Mayweather on the ground, it would be over.
First of all, Asuka might know karate or whatever martial arts she knows.
Hey, don't be an asshole. It's karate.
Okay. First of all, I don't know what she's, you know, what martial arts she knows. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she knows some, but it's still wrestling. We don't even know if she could fight in real life. Yeah. Secondly,
she could throw a good working
all
punch.
I'd have to get by is one little kick. I can block a kick and then tackle her to the ground. It's over.
Yeah, but she kicks you in the ball.
But I would love to just have a grappling match with Asuka.
Sure,
that would be.
Would.
That would be fine.
So okay, here's an edited question for you.
All right.
Are there any women that you would be afraid to get in the ring with? Not because, you know,
like they'll beat me up.
Yeah, because they would beat you up.
Like Nia Jax is big,
like
but
China,
she's... Yeah, maybe China in her heyday.
Mm-hmm.
But like Nia Jax is too slow. Like I feel I can get work around Nia Jax. She's mm-hmm. just slow.
But China, you would feel afraid.
Yeah, probably. But she did a celebrity boxing and she lost to fucking Joey Buttafuoco in a boxing match. So that was that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if China could take
well,
me.
Well, in her prime, I mean, she looked like she could devastate a lot
yeah.
of things.
Well, physically she was very impressive. But the better question is like, how much would it take for you to get in the ring with like Brock Lesnar and fight him? because you would get destroyed. You could die.
Yeah.
Because people have died from punches to the face and or head. Yeah. And, like, we're not professional fighters.
Did you see Randy Orton?
Yeah. Well, again, we're not professional fighters, so we're not used to getting punched in the head by other professional fighters. Yeah. So I'd be worried to fight Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean? Like, what would you have to get paid to fight Brock Lesnar?
I don't know.
I'd say 200,000 or 300,000 is
I think I would take a suplex for a grand.
Oh, I would take a suplex. It's fake. I could take a suplex. I know how to fall right. I know how to take a suplex, Josh.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're saying like get into an
fight him.
Like an octagon.
Yes, you have to fight him.
I wouldn't do it for less than like 500,000.
Well, I would do it for maybe 200 or 250 just because that would put my kids in college. Like I wouldn't have to worry about I'd do it to make something happen in my life. Like it would have to change my life.
To be fair, I mean
get my kids through college and it would help me financially for a while.
I guess the good thing is you probably wouldn't remember the fight. It would be over.
That's probably the bad
over quickly.
That'd be probably the bad thing cuz think about what other memories in your life are you going to forget? You might wake up and not know your own name.
Fair.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you say 250 for you, I say 500 for me. Make it happen, Dana White.
Yeah. Campy Corleone, Eric versus Josh, podcast on a pole match. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. And then he also wants to know.
If you're asking if I'm better than Eric Hamilton, you're goddamn right.
You're about
I'm
to hate.
Than Eric Hamilton.
Okay. Ooh, shots fired.
Oh!
Eric, if you're listening, I don't know if he's listening.
No, because this isn't a CWC podcast.
Oh, wow. Shots fired. We might have to have a podcast battle up in here. Campy also wants to know, and you're going to hate Campy after I read this.
Uh-oh.
But Campy says it, not me.
Oh, is he going to make fun of Ryback?
No.
Okay, good.
This is Josh versus my son in a spelling bee.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's too far.
Does your son spell good?
Well, he's three. I mean, he spells okay, but he's 3 years old. I'm sure you could beat him in a spelling contest.
I'll give you a little bit of backstory here. In elementary school, I failed my spelling bee.
Okay.
I didn't get past the first round. I think I lost on...
Yeah, but you type reports. You type for AP.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
You write stories.
Yeah, but I use software for that.
Yeah, but do you have to spell check like a lot?
Oh, you're goddamn right I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have to go back. I have to read my writing. I have to read it out loud. I have to wait 10 minutes after I'm done.
Well, but you should do that anyway. Yeah. If anyone's writing a story, you should read it before you publish it. Otherwise,
multiple times.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with spelling.
Yeah.
That's just as the story makes sense to a reader. You have to read it.
Well, I've gotten better now, but I still get touched up on some of the stupid stuff. And the B's and the D's are all bitches. And,
the IE.
The IE and G's and Y's I can't figure out for some reason.
All right.
Bunch of assholes.
Brent Landis, who would you say are the top three wrestlers in NXT?
NXT?
Like stars? Asuka? Well, like, are we talking about star potential or like
let's
great in the ring?
Because star would be Bobby Roode, Asuka, and I would guess
Nakamura. It would probably be Bobby Roode, Nakamura, Asuka.
And then actual wrestlers?
Yeah.
I would imagine Austin Aries would be up there.
Yeah. CN.
Is he too flippy for you?
No. He doesn't, well, just in that match with Cedric, but overall
but
he's pretty damn great.
But he is a flippy mofo.
He is, but a lot of times his flips are, he does something to make, you know what I mean? Like he lands a flip on someone.
And can we count a tag team? Because if we do, then we have to count
the Revival.
The Revival.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Okay, so there we go. Bam, three.
Yeah, that's good.
Six for you.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let me pull up some more questions from Twitter.
Wow, we got a lot of questions today.
Cody Edwards, do you have a favorite amusement park and a ride that you like to visit?
Oh, man.
So, we just, you know, me and my whole family, like Joe and all of us, there's like 20 of us or something like that. We went to Orlando in June.
Oh.
And we went to, you know, obviously we went to Disney World. That's more for the kids. They have some good adult rides. But Universal Studios is the greatest place on earth. It really is. You have Adventure Island, the Hulk roller coaster, which was shut down at the time.
Aww.
But that's my favorite roller coaster ever.
The Hulk roller coaster?
Yes.
You've been to Universal Studios before?
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous.
It's awesome, dude. Dude, you'd have so much fun.
Oh, that's right. Well, you get cheap plane tickets and all that stuff, so you can fly there pretty
easily. Dude, it's so much fun. We have to all, like, one day I want to go with, like, you know, me and, like, all my friends and you and everything. Aww. It'd be so much fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's the greatest place.
I went when I was a little kid.
Do they have, like, Simpsons Town now, where it's, like, that this whole area, cool. like, yeah, it's like, oh, look, there's Moe's Tavern. You could walk in Moe's Tavern and, like, get a beer.
Can you tour the nuclear power plant?
No.
Aww.
You can't tour the nuclear power plant. But there's so many cool Simpsons stuff there. Dude, you saw the big donut. Remember I showed you, right? That you know how like in the Simpsons... Oh, no, you don't watch the Simpsons. That right, you stupid. I still got to give you the DVDs. Anyways, the classic Simpsons like thing with Homer is like a big, giant pink donut. Mm. He always eats the... You know? And you could buy one. The donut was so good. It was awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So... What about you? Favorite amusement park? Six Flags?
No, I've actually never been to Six Flags.
Oh.
I used to go to Splash Town. That's a water park around here. That was fun.
Schlitterbahn's fun.
Never been to Schlitterbahn.
As long as you're not getting decapitated, but Schlitterbahn's
I would imagine
fun.
So. Yeah, decapitation's not fun.
Yeah.
But I've been to Universal Studios and.
When you're a
is
kid?
It Disneyland or Disney World that's
Disney
over there?
Disney World.
I've been to Disney World, but I'm afraid of roller coasters and heights,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't do any of the roller coasters. I think the funnest ride I did was probably the Jaws ride.
Or you just that's rode not on the really boat. A ride.
I think it was like the funniest
They don't even
thing
have it
remember.
Anymore. They don't even have Jaws anymore.
Yeah, it was old school.
Yeah.
I did it when I was like 10.
Yeah.
So it was probably in like, what, the 90s?
90s? Well, I'll get you on a roller
Mid-90s.
Coaster.
Mid-90s.
When we go, I'll get you on a roller coaster. Oh,
I doubt it.
One.
I doubt it.
Why?
I'm not a roller coaster guy. I'm deathly afraid of heights.
Hey, you'll be fine.
I have a hard time staring over
here's
the
what I'm going to do. You don't go
We're
on roller
19
coasters.
Floors.
You don't drink. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you
on a roller coaster?
I'm going to get you drunk enough to go on a roller coaster. That's what I'm going to do.
Good luck.
I'm going to say, here, have a Sprite. And it's going to be a Sprite and vodka. And then, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't taste the vodka.
Have you never had a beer?
No, I've had beers before. And I drink. I just don't drink beer. Beer's disgusting. Beer is nasty.
Well, see, I can understand you not liking beer. I like some beer.
Yeah, I mean,
but I had to get... It's an acquired taste. You don't just like beer the first time you drink it.
It tastes like grass. I've never found a beer that doesn't taste
but
like wheat.
Have you had margaritas, like frozen margaritas?
Yeah, I mean,
those are
fine.
Awesome.
I just don't drink them because I'm a cheap motherfucker.
Okay, well, fine. I'll buy you a margarita. Jesus. Ron Johnson.
99-cent margaritas. Woo!
Ron Johnson, should Nakamura have to relinquish the title since he can't defend it for 6 to 12 weeks? No, I mean, it's part of the storyline. This isn't like Daniel Bryan in real life.
Well, when is 12 weeks when Survivor Series is?
When is that? November?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's November.
Okay.
So no, it would be less than that. So he's coming back less than 12 weeks. I imagine it's going to be more like 5 weeks. You know what I mean? Like a little early.
Well, this is, 12 weeks is 3 months?
Yes. No, 4 months.
4 months?
No, I'm 3 months. Good God. Sorry, I'm tired.
You're killing me.
And I'm very hungry.
So he would, theoretically, if this was real, he wouldn't be back till what?
Early December.
Mid-December?
Yeah, something like that. So.
Yeah, so he'll make the miraculous comeback.
Of course. They always do. Mark Maravillas, if Rusev had another finisher, what would it be? You know, he would be good for like a Yokozuna like or a Vader bomb, but call it like the Machka bomb.
Machka!
Because he's a big guy.
I do. Nothing was more fun when Kevin Owens turned to him last week. Machka something!
Machka something! Yeah, it was great. JDX, what match for WrestleMania 33 would you make that you would buy a ticket to see live?
Mm. Well, I imagine with you it would be Shawn Michaels something.
Well, that's a dream match.
Shawn Michaels versus Seth Rollins.
Oh, my God.
You'd
Let's
be
talk
front
about.
Row.
I know, like, Seth Rollins and Ambrose have already had matches before, but mm-hmm. they should main event WrestleMania one day. They really should.
I think I would go for a Finn Balor match. Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens. I think that would be great.
I'm sure it would.
What about you?
I just said it. Rollins, Ambrose, WrestleMania, main event.
I thought you were going to lead on to something else because you go, oh, I know they've already had a bunch of matches.
Oh, well. Sure.
Oh.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Such a
I would pay. I haven't seen it live. I would pay to see it live.
Would you want it to be a singles match or would you want stipulations? Like in a Hell in a Cell or something?
You could do whatever you want with those
guys.
The
Ambrose Asylum.
Dude, they did a cage match. It was excellent. No, they did a Hell in a Cell.
They already
did one. Yeah, 2 years ago they did a Hell in a Cell and it was excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'll have to go watch it on the network.
You
should. It's only $9.99.
Yeah. They were awesome. Krill Johnson, will Josh ever rat you out to Booker T? I don't know. Will you, Josh? You ever going to tell Booker T that I'm a hater?
Tell Booker T about what? I know that you love
that I've
Booker
hated
T.
on him before.
No, you tell me all the great things you love about Booker T.
Well, no, now you I love Booker T. because he hooks us up with tickets to Raw. So
I
now I do love Booker T.
For a while.
Look, I don't hate Booker T. The best thing he ever did, again, was fight with Stone Cold in the supermarket. That was the greatest thing ever. But
amazing.
I just don't like him on commentary. And I think even he would agree that he doesn't like himself on commentary.
I think he likes doing what he does now.
Right, but he's not... But he didn't like doing the announced team stuff, right?
I thought you told me that. He might have.
That he didn't like doing it.
He liked the catchphrases he's able to make up. Shucky ducky quack quack.
This match is going to be good.
Good. And he spells it G-O-O-D-T.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Me and him should have a spelling contest.
Oh, my God. I don't think... It's like if you have a three-throw contest, and it's like, no one's making any. You got to scoot it, go closer.
Shaq versus Dwight Howard.
Let's go with Cat. Yeah, exactly. Oh, shit. Building? Nope. All right, Cat. Go with Cat. What letter comes after E? All right, last one. Asad Baksa. Can you discuss your favorite superheroes and what you think the future for DC and Marvel movies will be?
No!
Plus something in a Joker voice. All right, I could do the Joker verse, that's for sure.
Oh, him? Are you
Who's
do the Joker voice?
Yeah, I can do the Joker voice. Me, I can do the Joker voice. That's awful.
That was awful.
So who's your favorite superhero?
Superhero, it would definitely be Batman. And,
okay.
I mean, do you really count him as a superhero? He doesn't have any superpowers, but he's always my favorite. I kind of like him because he's like the average Joe. You know, he's someone that's more relatable. You can't relate yourself to Superman. He's a fucking alien from outer space.
You can't relate yourself to Batman. He's rich.
Yeah, but he's an average Joe. He doesn't have any superpowers. He fights crimes with his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Iron Man doesn't have superpowers. He has a super suit.
Yeah.
And Batman has a lot of gadgets.
Yeah, but he's still very vulnerable. Iron Man's not vulnerable.
My favorite superhero is Spider-Man. Then after that, it would be Batman. What? Now, that being said, it's not like Spider-Man's my favorite movie. The Dark Knight trilogy, like The Dark Knight's my favorite superhero movie.
Now why is Spider-Man your favorite? Hopefully it's not just because he's from New York.
No, Batman's from Gotham. That's technically New York.
Okay, well,
No. I always just love Spider-Man. First of all, Joe loved Spider-Man first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, you know, he got me into Spider-Man, and I love Spider-Man. He was always my favorite cartoon, my favorite comic book to read. I just loved Spider-Man. He was always my favorite. And then the Hulk's like a close third. The Hulk, I love the Hulk, too.
I was never really a Hulk guy. I like Wolverine. Wolverine's awesome. What about, who's your favorite Spider-Man villain? Bam.
Carnage.
Really?
Carnage. Yeah. Easy. He's the Joker of Marvel. He's the Joker of the Marvel Universe. And then you can't, like, I could say Venom, but Venom's a good guy and a bad guy. You know, he was a bad guy, then he was a good guy. So Eddie Brock as Venom is, like, super awesome as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Who's your favorite Batman villain? The Joker?
No. Catwoman. She's...
But she's like Venom. She's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. If you can't say that, then I guess the Riddler.
The Riddler
was always great.
Like in the cartoon you're talking about or
in
comics?
In the cartoon. Definitely not in...
Yeah.
On big screen. Jim Carrey was awful.
Well, look, he was doing all he could do for that shitty movie, let's be honest. In fact, he was the best part of that movie.
Two-Face was pretty good, too.
No!
Well, no, not
Tommy
in the, not
Lee
in the,
Jones?
No,
oh,
not
okay,
in the movie.
Well,
that's an actual character.
This is Tommy Lee Jones in Batman Forever. And then that was him the whole movie.
It was
awful.
Way too gangster.
Oh my God.
Way too gangster.
It was horrible gangster.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. The best Two-Face was probably, I guess, Harvey Dent on the big screen.
Oh yeah.
By far.
Oh yeah. Well, and all right, so you want me to do some Joker. First of all, I don't have a lot of positivity for the DC universe because Suicide Squad was pretty bad.
Marvel just kicks ass. And takes
you know, course. Batman vs Superman. I've said it before; is the worst movie of all time.
And
Justice League doesn't look that much better. I mean,
no.
The whole story, the whole trailer is revolving around Aquaman. Who really cares about Aquaman?
It is funny how the trailers can make it look so amazing. When the trailers first came out for Batman and Superman, I was like, oh shit, this just got real. This is going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then the movie was god awful.
Yep.
And I really feel like that's going to be the same way for Justice League. When that trailer came out, I was like, oh shit, this is going to be really good. They're bringing back Cyborg. They've got a really interesting take on the Flash.
Yeah.
I was like, it's going to be really cool. And then I feel as soon as it comes out, it's going to be back to shit. Is Zack Snyder the one that's directing it?
Justice League?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care at this point. I don't think so.
But I feel like
no, it probably is.
I feel like Zack Snyder destroys a lot of things.
But Watchmen was so good.
Yeah.
Watchmen's
and
like
he's been
so
living off of that ever
effing
since.
Good.
Ever
and the
since.
First 300 was good. And Dawn of the Dead remake was awesome.
That was a good comic book movie, Watchmen.
Did you see Dawn of the Dead remake?
No.
It was like in 2005 it came out. It was awesome. It got me into zombies. Like, that movie got me into, like, zombies and stuff.
What, do you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Pounded. Bam.
Psh, it's not as good as it used to be.
I just rewatched the last episode with my little brother.
Negan was horrifying.
Negan looks terrible.
Horrifying. Like, yes. I already hate him. I don't. You know, we only saw a few minutes of him, but I was, like... You know how Rick was shaking at the end?
What do you mean horrifying? Like he was terrifying?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you meant horrifying like he was awfully portrayed.
No, okay. No, that would be horrid.
I get you.
Like he was horrifying. He was terrifying, that's for sure. Like Rick just like shaking like yeah. Basically pissing his pants.
It was amazing because you could tell
like, Jesus.
You could tell he wanted to go off, but he couldn't. He had to take it in the ass.
Well, he was terrified.
Yeah.
Like Rick
they all
was a,
were.
Looked like a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the first time, Rick just looked like a little bitch, and I was like, "Oh, fuck you, Rick." But of course, they had to make Negan look terrifying, which he did. He was legitimately scary.
Very. Who do you think died? I love asking this.
I know.
Because, you know, you don't know who it is.
And this is why they did it. This is why they did the cliffhanger.
Amazing.
It pissed everyone off.
Yes.
For the first fucking day. But then now it's like 6 months of who did it.
Who did it.
Which is very, it's smart.
It's smart, yeah, because it keeps people interested.
You have to kill someone big. Like, people say Abraham. He's not big enough.
And then I heard a lot of people was like, oh, it was the gay guy that died. But then, again, it's not
it's
big.
It's not big enough.
Yeah.
You have to kill... Like, I think it's between Glenn and Daryl. And I think it's going to be Daryl because Glenn is the one that died in the comics.
Yeah, but
and they always change it. But no, on the show, they always do something different from the comics. They don't kill the same person here. They always change it on the show.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be Daryl because everyone loves Daryl. All the ladies love Daryl. And how do you really make someone hate Negan? How do you make him the most hated villain in the history of television? By killing everyone's favorite character, like in the history of television, which is pretty much Daryl. You know what I mean? Everyone loves Daryl.
Well, my take was I think it might be Michonne. Just because that would make Rick go fucking bananas. He would eat it for the day, but then he would be scheming on how to get it back. Because, you
know,
they just started this relationship.
Everyone
I loved keeps dying.
But these first 8 episodes that are going to air, Rick's going to be a pussy. For 8 episodes, he's going to be a fucking pussy.
Well, yeah, because he's not going to know what to do with life after Michonne's gone.
But if you kill Michonne, I think.
No,
like, if you kill his
maybe,
son, if you kill his son or Michonne, I think he goes ape shit, because then he won't give a fuck anymore.
It's not his son.
Because he has no one to protect.
It's not
going to be his son.
Well, because you remember, like, one of the last things that Negan said was, like, if he cries, feed his eyes to his dad.
But no, it's not going to be Coral.
No.
It's not going to be Coral.
And it's not going to be Rick.
So I think Daryl. Who do you think?
It can't be Maggie. That would be.
Could be Maggie.
That would be too much.
Maggie would be my third choice.
I don't know if I could take it if Maggie died.
I know. I love Maggie.
Maggie's amazing. I'm going Michonne. Team Michonne. She does.
Team Michonne. She does. All right. Oh God. Okay.
That
so
was awful.
You want a Joker, Assad? Which monologue should I do from the movie? You have one that you like?
Ooh, yeah. Do the one where he's hanging off the rope, and he's like, "We can do this. We'll rock, and we're back and forth." Forever.
Oh, you just couldn't let me go, could you? This is what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immoving object. You truly are incorruptible, aren't you? Huh? you won't kill me for some misguided part of self-righteousness. And I won't kill you because you're just too much fun. I think you and I are destined to do this forever. You'll be in a padded cell forever. Maybe we could share one. You know, they'll be doubling up on this city of people losing their minds. This city just showed you that it's full of people willing to believe in good. Until their spirits get broken completely. Until they all see the true Harvey Dent and all the heroic things he's done. What did you do? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I messed that part up. He goes, all the heroic things he's done. You didn't think that I would risk losing the battle for Gotham's soul in a fist fight with you. No, you need an ace in the hole. Mine's Harvey. What did you do? I took Gotham's White Knight, and I brought him down to our level. It wasn't hard. You see, madness, as you know, is like gravity. All it takes is a little push. And that's it.
That was amazing. Wow. Now, folks at home and listening on your podcast, you can't see all the stuff Andrew is doing while he's doing the voice, but he has his face tilted and everything. Yeah. He really got into character.
I appreciate it.
That was amazing, Andrew. That was great. One day we should read like lines.
Movie. And see that I don't
all from memory. You didn't print anything out either. That was all from memory.
Yeah, and I missed a couple words because I've never actually practiced that monologue. The ones that I know every word is the first Joker appearance when he sits with the mob and he does the whole thing, and then the other one is when he's talking to Harvey Dent in the hospital. Like those are my two favorites. So I don't know that one as well, but I know those two. I'll do those maybe next time if you want to hear those.
Can you do the one where he's like, where he breaks the pool cube, pick a fight?
Oh yeah, that's not that long though. Make it fast. That's what he says. Yeah. Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, that's my favorite like performance in a movie ever. Like he was so awesome that movie. I loved it, and I would like when that movie came out. I just tried to perfect my like to sound like him.
And you did pretty damn good.
I appreciate
it. Please don't try to sound like Jared Leto.
No, I won't. Like, the Joker and Stone Cold are, like, my two best impressions, I think. Like, Heath Ledger's Joker, obviously.
So, I'd agree. It's pretty good.
Thanks. I'm exhausted now.
Well, you can also do a really good Sin Cara.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Lucha. Yeah, thanks.
That was perfect.
Anyways, so that was fun to do. But we'll see you next week. Hey, you want to come over for Clash of Champions on Sunday?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? All right, cool. We'll do a video recap for Clash of Champions afterwards, hopefully.
And I can do my 1 second. Yeah, come watch the listen to the NXT podcast.
Yeah. But until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our WWE Bad Lip Reading videos at Shafted Cinema Pisano. And go to our website, whatswrongwithwwe.com. It has the memes of the week, bios, all the recaps you can possibly see. It's awesome. And then you can donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe.
And you should really donate for that voice that Andrew did. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Donate. Wow. I'm so humbled right now.
You should.
Or maybe the opposite of humbled. I don't know. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at What's Wrong WWE. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. And Josh is at Mr. Joshua. So
thanks.
There we go.
I appreciate the plug.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. So I'm super tired, so...
Yeah, that voice probably takes a lot out of you, huh?
And I'm hungry, too. I'm starving, yeah. So, all right, guys. We'll see you next week. Later. Bye. Okay.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.